In this day and time, it is very sad to see how some people have taken away the great values of some things. As I look into the situation that exists in our society today and see how young people are leaving the colleges, my mind goes back to a lady who had struggled to send her son to school. She had a full-time job and she took on part-time work so that the boy could get the benefits of some of the things she didn't have, and one of them was an education. Well, after he graduated from high school, it was a joyous day in her heart to know that her labor was not in vain. And as he left home for college, in your mind, I want you to picture him in his mohair suit, shine shoes, a fine haircut, clean shaved, for she was a religious mother. And she told him, she said, "Son, don't ever forget the struggles that I had to get you where you are." And when he first got to the university, each letter he would write back to her, he would say, "Mommy, it's another day, and the Lord has kept me, and I'm so glad." But as time went on, he seemingly forgot about God, and he said less and less about the Lord Jesus Christ. And eventually, he said nothing at all about him, and his mother became very, very concerned. But one day, she got a letter that said her son was coming home, and she was glad because she wanted to sit him down and look him in the eye and talk to him. And sure enough, at a certain time, he did arrive. And when he got home, she was shocked. He didn't have on that mohair suit anymore. As a matter of fact, he had on jeans, and there was no shine shoes anymore. He was wearing sandals, and that fine haircut was all out of perspective, and his hair was wild, and his face wasn't clean shaved, and there was a beard there now, and she just didn't recognize her son. So she sat him down and began to talk to him, and as she talked to him, she said, "Son, what is it that has come over you? Because you just look different and you're acting different, and you don't even write to me anymore about the goodness of God." And the son said, "Mama, let me tell you something. I am a university man now, and I have become so scientific minded that I just can't believe in this God business anymore." He said, "Tell me something, Mama. Can you touch God like you touch me?" And with tears in her eyes, she said, "No, my son." He said, "Mama, can you see God the way you're looking at me?" She said, "No, son." He said, "Well, Mama, when you prove to me that there is a God, then I will cut the hair and clean myself up and go on to be the man that you wanted me to be." The mother got up and went to bed. But before she went to sleep, she got on her knees and had a talk with that man who helped her to send her boy to college. Well, early in the morning, she heard her son cry out with a pain of agony, and like any good mother would, she jumped up and ran to his room and knelt beside his bed, and she said, "Son, what is wrong with you? What is hurting you, my son?" And he said, "Mama, oh Mama, it hurts so bad." She said, "What, my son?" He said, "Mama, I've got this toothache and the pain is moving all up and down my face." Right quickly, God spoke to that mother, and she asked the boy this question. She said, "Son, can you see the toothache?" He said, "No, Mama." She said, "Can you reach out and touch the pain?" He said, "No, Mama." She said, "Then, son, how do you know that it is there?" He said, "Because I feel it, Mama, reaching up and down, moving all over my face." She said, "Well, last night, my son, you asked me about God, and I told you I couldn't see him, and I told you I couldn't touch him," she said, "but I know that God is there, the same way that you know the toothache is there, because every now and then I can feel him moving on the inside of my heart. And for those of you today who have labored, worked, and toiled for your children, do the best you know how. Don't give up if they turn out to be just not what you want them to be. Keep pushing in their head that God is, and that he's still on the throne, and that he sits high and he looks low, Just look around you today and you will see signs and wonders in the land that goes beyond the shadow of a doubt that God is still moving. I know that He's moving because He's done so much in my life. And that's why the choir can blend their voices and tell you that you're all on the altar of sacrifice can be laid. And if you ever hear this song again, remember what the mother said to her son when she looked at him in compassion and said, God is a spirit moving in my heart. God is a spirit and He moves in my heart.
You can only be blessed,
only be blessed,
and have joy and sweet rest,
joy and sweet rest,
as you hear